You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What the heck is trending? This is not like this is not uplifting or anything.
Oh well, then tell us for God's sake.
20. Why am I waiting? 26 years ago today. It's been 26 years since Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed, the driver, died in that car crash in that tunnel in Paris.
Where did that time go?
Dang. 26 years ago since Princess died. Have you ever... Oh, you haven't been to London, right?
No.
I wonder if they still have it. They have in the big Harrods department store there, which was owned by Dodi's father. It was this almost like a shrine to the two of them. And it was always kind of, to me, weird.
Well, you know.
I mean, a shrine is nice, I guess, but it's in a department store, and it just was...
It was his son, though.
I know. I'm just saying it was... I don't know if that's still in that store or not.
But.
Anyway, so that was 26 years ago. Today, what else is going on? If you're a big fan of the self-check, like yours truly, at the grocery store and other places, there's a professor of psychology at the University of Michigan. Go Blue! Should I do the fight song again? Da 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 da.
It's like I'm there.
Her name is Toni Antonucci. Hey,
grocery, eh?
Toni says that we're doing ourselves a disservice by using self-checkout. Sure, it's totally convenient. But she says it's making us lonelier.
Absolutely, 100%. I agree.
What do you mean, absolutely? You don't
100%.
Know.
100%. I hate the freaking self-checkout. I hate it.
What is wrong with you?
I like to connect with the person.
I hate doing anything but
that. Oh, God, and anymore they just stand there and they pace back and forth and they watch you the entire time.
Who does?
Like you're shoving Twix into your pockets or something.
Well,
the people working there, they pace and they watch you every move.
I only want to do self-checkout.
It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
But what Toni Antonucci, says is that these little relationships we have with ourselves and the cashiers are critical in maintaining social well-being. I got news for you, Toni Antonucci. Hey! If you are relying on a relationship with the checker at the grocery store to keep you from being lonely, you've got
easy.
Bigger issues.
Back it up there.
You've
back
got
it
bigger
up.
Loneliness issues
Whoa.
If you're relying
Excuse
on the
us.
Checker.
Dom Testa with his thousands of friends. Everybody loves him.
I'm not lonely.
Some people are, though, and this is their only interaction with people during the day.
Thus, if you listen to what I said, they have
said.
A bigger issue that needs to be addressed.
Well, some people just
I don't
it's
think
hard for them to make
away
friends.
The grocery store checkout line.
No, it's a personal experience, and I love it. You know, like the store that I go to, which is a Safeway, the sweet checker's been there since like the 70s. And she's
Great.
The best. I love talking to her and chatting.
I'm not saying they should do away with that. I know there are people like you
but
who
they
don't
are.
Want to do self-checkout.
But they are, because everything's going to self-checkout. And these
they
people
say
are getting
the,
fired.
The number of cashiers nationwide is set to drop by 10%.
See?
Because of the rise in popularity of the self-checkout kiosk.
I hate it.
So what do you do when you go to, isn't Walmart like almost entirely self-checkout now?
No, I still go through the line at Wally World. They've got 40 lanes.
You
and,
just like
you know,
making
at least two
people,
of them are open.
You just like making people wait on you hand and foot. Whereas I don't do that for people. I can
yeah,
self-sufficient.
That's what I'm doing.
You just want people waiting on you.
Bag my groceries.
Toni Antonucci. Hey! From the University of Michigan, says that the checker is someone in your life who makes you feel, quote, important and, quote,
thank
human.
Thank you.
Again, if you, you need the grocery store checker to make you feel important, holy crap.
Dom,
people have bigger issues.
There's people with issues like that. Stop making fun of them.
Ain't there, though.
Stop it.
Hey, nearly 42,000 Ford pick-em-up trucks are being recalled because the rear axle might break. Yes, that would be bad. That's a bad thing. We don't want that. The recall affects Ford Super Duty F-250 and F-350s. So if you drive one of those, check with your dealer.
Those are guys just overloading them, probably.
No, they said it has to do, I was reading the piece about this a couple hours ago. It has something to do with the way it was manufactured. They don't think they tempered it properly.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it's not been a great year for the Ford people. They have now recalled more than 2 million different vehicles since January.
Yeah, that's not good.
Somebody's going to have to crack the whip over there at Ford, I guess.
Yeah.
And then get a load of this. The streaming service that used to be called HBO Max and now is just called Max. How is this a good idea? Besides, you know, all the streaming services having, like, price hikes and stuff like that and putting ads and stuff like that. According to Variety magazine, the streaming service Max is thinking about adding CNN news alerts while you're watching content. So you could be sitting there catching up on The Last of Us or whatever show you're watching, and suddenly there's a big random update about, you know, who Ariana Grande is dating now or something.
Oh my God, Bob Barker died. That's what would come up.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I don't need that on my
cable. Who thought this was a good idea? I get that on my watch
and my phone. I get it.
Apparently, they're going to be banking a lot of money from CNN. That's the only way this would possibly be working. Hmm. But nobody wants to be watching their favorite show and have a CNN news alert pop up on the screen.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Leave us alone.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, and the Rockies lost again last night.
Okay.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
I love when they do this every year. They scour the names with the Social Security Administration. They get the list of all the baby names from the last year, and then they post all the weird ones just to make fun of these goofy kids, I guess. Some of the girls' names on the list, Minnow, Delight, Sparkle, Strawberry, Plop, Sock, Rock, and Flonase made the list. And then for the boys, Dragon, Ruckus, Lancelot made the list. Crash, the bottom of the list was Brisket, Fence, and Wedgie also. That must be a play on Reggie.
I've gotten pretty good at picking out which ones you're making up.
No, these are all legit. So that list is out this morning. Also out this morning, the trailer for the cast for The Golden Bachelor, the AARP version of The Bachelor that is going to be released. That, weirdly enough, my wife is super excited to watch this, and she's going to make me watch it too. So I'll be sure to give you all the updates, Dom. The Bachelor, Jerry, whatever his name is, Gary, he's not going to be choosing between a bunch of hot 30-somethings. All the ladies on the show, they're going to be 60 years or older. They all look very professional, well put together. They say they all have a real estate agent vibe. If you know, you know. And I will tell you, they put the mic in their face and started talking about all their hobbies and the things that they like to do. Well, I hope Gary brings his paddle, Don.
I love to play pickleball.
I like to play pickleball.
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 I love pickleball.
I brought my pickleball with me. I hope Gary's ready for it.
Ooh, I hope Gary's ready for the pickleball.
I hope Gary's ready for it.
Yes, bring a little paddle, Jerry.
She's not talking about pickleball.
I hope Gary's ready for it.
Ooh, bring your little pickleball paddle, Jerry.
She's going to use that paddle for something
Ooh,
else.
Ooh, use this paddle, Jerry. Mm. Dua Lipa is in trending this morning. She's vacationing in Ibiza, as in I took a pill in, with her boyfriend, whoever this guy is. And I guess they've been documenting the whole trip on the social, and people on the social are giving her hell because she was out on the patio of this place that they're staying at, and she was, like, grilling shrimp. She's there with the tongs.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Flipping shrimp. There's a bunch of shrimp, and everyone's like, the grill's not on. There was no sizzle. There was no smoke, and the grill was not on. So,
it's just
like,
all staged for social media.
Staged, yes, man. Yes, it's so staged for the social. What else is going on? Here's a couple of stories for the ladies. If you want to let your hair grow out in various places, hey, have at it. 1 in 5 women now say that they are embracing their body hair and shaving a whole lot less.
Well, it's their bodies. They can do whatever the hell they want.
Oh, I should have pulled up all the comments on our...
Tell society to get you-know-what.
On our Facebook here. Oh, where are they at? Because all the women were sounding off on this because I posted the link. Let's see here. Nope. Hell no. Somebody's been watching too much Naked and Afraid. Ew. That's disgusting. And no, 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 no. So a lot of that. So I guess at least our listeners are not on board with this. But I don't know. They talked about all the, you know, body positivity issues with all that. And then basically they boiled it down to a lot of times it just hurts to remove all that hair. And they're just sick of doing it. They don't want to do it anymore, which I get. I get it.
It's just all societal and cultural. Do you think a thousand years ago people are going, ew?
No, but maybe they didn't have razors and waxing and stuff. So
right, that's what I'm saying. It's just a cultural / societal thing. It's just been invented in the last however many centuries or whatever.
God bless you, ladies. It's a lot of work.
I feel for them, man. That's too much.
And here's another one. Gen Z is bringing back the 90s fashion trend that is just jeans and a cute top. It was big when Paris Hilton was like at the top of her game, when MySpace was a thing. And now they say a bunch of current it girls like Hailey Bieber, Kendall Jenner, Sophia Richie, they're embracing the cute top and jeans look. Slay all day. OMG, LOL. You like that look, Dom?
That's what I'm wearing today. I got jeans on and a cute top.
Oh, you never gave it up.
See?
Let me see. Let me see them jeans. Oh, yeah. That is a cute top.
Thank you.
Purdue football. Cute. Here's your Fat America. Taco Bell is teaming up with Mountain Dew. Of course they are. And they're going to do a Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato that you can pick up and then go home and play Call of Duty for 4 hours and not have a girlfriend.
Clickbait.
We have clickbait. It's on our Facebook page. Just search
it's
Dom and
funny.
Jeremy. I know. Give me some of that Mountain Dew gelato. So I'm calling this a flightmare. It's a passenger on a plane that filmed another guy who took his shoes off. And the guy was propping his feet up on the chair in front of him. And you'll notice, if you have a very keen eye, that the gentleman has six toes that he's showing off. He's got two little piggies, Dom. Two little toes. This little piggy went on an airplane. Anyway, it's
people
pretty,
who take their shoes and socks off
weird.
On airplanes. I've seen it multiple times.
Well, and then, yeah, and it's like, just, if you have six toes, I mean, they should have charged him for an extra carry-on, I think.
Hey, good.
Hey.
That would be the only excuse for doing it, is if you can show off some body oddity, what we once on this show called bodities.
Yep.
If you've got a body oddity, then okay. Entertain the other passengers.
It looks like a mermaid's tail, if you look at it. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.